State transportation officials have selected a preferred route for a Midtown Anchorage road connecting the University of Alaska and two city hospitals with major traffic arteries. The municipality and the state are partners in the project, along with landholders in what is called the UMED district. Stuart Osgood, a consultant with the engineering firm Dowell HKM, says the new road will serve a major employment center for Anchorage.
About 11% of Anchorage's workforce works in the UMED district, which is really shocking. 1 in 9 jobs coming from there. When we went through our analysis, we discovered that about 43% of all of the trips into and out of the UMED area were headed to destinations north and east, to Eagle River, to northeast Anchorage, maybe to the valley. And yet we have very poor access north and east of the UMED district.
Osgood says the new road takes pressure off high crash routes leading to and from two universities within the district. A 2009 study identified 15 potential routes, but only 4 were selected for study. Of those, 2 were not supported by UAA because they would route 5,000 to 7,000 cars a day through the university campus, causing potential conflict with pedestrians. A 3rd route was considered too expensive. The preferred route connects Elmore to Braga, allowing vehicles to flow south through UAA lands. A good portion of those lands are wetlands, according to the State Department of Transportation's Chief Highway Design Group's Jim Amundson. Amundson says wetlands permits required by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will be applied for now that a route has been selected. $1 million has been budgeted for wetlands environmental concerns.
For mitigation for our wetlands impacts, for the wetlands permits and the compensation mitigation that we expect to have as part of that permit.
The mitigation program requires a developer to pay into a bank that buys alternative wetlands to compensate for those damaged by construction. The legislature has provided $22 million so far for the road project. Dowell's Osgood says the preferred route is expected to cost $19.4 million for 0.7 miles of road. It is designed to be a 2-lane road with a bicycle lane and pedestrian walkways. Osgood says work on the new road could begin in about a year, and a 2015 opening date is expected. An open house on the UMED road is set for next week at East High School in Anchorage.